2022.
And you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is Highway 322. I'm your host, Desdemona Finch. I'll be here till 8 o'clock, and then we'll have Ragtime America.
Bluegrass and Roots Festival. The festival features three full days of live bluegrass music, camping, vendors, and activities for the whole family at Riverbend Park, June 14th through 16th. This year's lineup includes Rising Appalachia, The Little Smokies, Ship Twins, John Stickley Trio, Chatham County Line, and many more. More information about the lineup, camping, and early bird tickets at palisademusic.com.
The Chinook Fund. The Chinook Fund is holding an info session on the Giving Project, an innovative social change program. Representatives of the Chinook Fund will be at the Boulder Main Library branch on Wednesday, April 10th at 5:30. More information at chinookfund.org/givingproject.
I hate that theme. That theme is evil. It wouldn't stop. Sorry about that, guys. This is Buddy and Julie Miller Day because they finally have a new album out after a decade. Yes! Yes! I've been hoping for this for so long.
Yeah.
come gather round and I'll sing you a song of a crazy old world that was coming along. Till one day some fool made the decision to turn on the television. Of course, radio reported we'd all ignore it. The paper said we had no time for it. But before you knew it, you knew Milton Berle, and we all had a new escape from the world. All tuned in before too soon, we were watching a man walk on the moon. He made it look as easy as driving a car. The video killed the radio star. I got the talking blues. Talking blues are easy to do. All you gotta rhyme is a line or two. Rhyme a line or two, and then you don't ever have to rhyme again, see? I can say whatever I want to now. You know, within reason. Say sitcom, catchphrase, game show nation. Television soon defied explanation as the situation took to such a degree that eventually we'd hear about a cable TV. Of course, free TV news swore we'd ignore it, and the average family could never afford it. But again, they were wrong. Eventually, everybody wanted their MTV. We were all tuned in, but now the shock was watching a kid do a thing called the moonwalk. Sliding backwards, really. It's eventually too far. Reality killed that video star. Got the talking blues. So simple at first, it was hard to foresee the impending collision with reality, but it soon seemed TV turned on itself when the real world came on like it was something else. Of course, actors all acted like they weren't floored, hoping eventually that we'd all get bored. But one after the other, we pretended not to act as we hurtled ever forward toward alternative facts. Then a show called The Apprentice came on, and pretty soon an old man with a comb over had sold us the moon. And we stayed tuned in. Now here we are, reality killed by a reality star. Got the talking blues. Hills, that is.
Torn apart, but I do. another hour, then I gotta run, I gotta fly away, leave you to fall, yeah. Leave you to stuff your flowers in a shotgun, blow the petals all over the wall. Well, I know you think you're on a crusade, you got a world to save, it's hanging by a thread. I know you think you gotta be brave, but there's nothing but a slate inside your head. Whoa, whoa, I know, living in a dream world. Whoa, even though I know this must seem real now. So you wanna rise above duality, you wanna transcend day and night. Yes, I'm old-fashioned, I just don't share your passion for ever-changing eternal twilight. Go on and give oblivion a shot, you go on and fade to gray if you got to. Maybe you'll do better without God, and maybe I'll do better without you. Well, I wish that were true, and I wish that were you sitting across from me instead of this impersonation of who you used to be. Everything that we were comes down to this, and all we built sinking ships. Tomorrow we'll both just be shadows on the wall. Take me back before we lost it all. I wanna go back to Montreal.
Support comes from the Palisade Bluegrass and Roots Festival. The festival features three full days of live bluegrass music, camping, vendors, and activities for the whole family at Riverbend Park, June 14th through 16th. This year's lineup includes Rising Appalachia, The Little Smokies, Ship Twins, John Stickley Trio, Chatham County Line, and many more. More information about the lineup, camping, and early bird tickets at palisademusic.com.
And you're listening to Highway 322. This is Desdemona Finch. And you just heard from Gasoline Lollipops off their Montreal. It was a track called Montreal off their Soul Mine album. Before that was some Elizabeth Cook from 2001, back in the old days. I'm kind of surprised she's not famous, but you know. Anyhow, that's off Blue Shades. It's called Blue Shades off Hey Y'all. And before that, some Todd Snyder, who's in the background right now, off his brand new album, Cash Cabin Sessions, Volume 3. And that was Talking Reality Blues Television. And it started all off Spitting on Fire, brand new Buddy and Julie Miller. That is going to come out officially, like the whole album, in June. And it's entitled Breakdown on 20th Avenue South, which is their house in Nashville. Sounds like Green Hills, something like that. guess I shouldn't pinpoint exactly where they may live. That would be bad. Anyhow, we try to start all off with their first album, Buddy and Julie Miller, You Make My Heart Beat Too Fast. And up next, here's some brand new Hayes Carl. A lot of it, what's it called? Okay, is a tune called Jesus and Elvis? No, actually it's not. It's called Things You Don't Want to Know by Hayes Carl. I'm losing it today. Things You Don't Want to Know. He recorded it in Nashville with Brad Jones produced it. He's a great bass player, great producer, and you got Will Kimbrough on guitars. I always like to hear about Will Kimbrough on guitars. And here it is. It's off of What It Is. You're on KGNU. John Carter, you
told me I used to tell it all to you, but now I don't want to say nada. Nobody wants to hear the truth. They only want to hear you say what you ought to. Did you have a cigarette? You know I quit a long time ago. Maybe it was 98. And maybe I will never know. Oh, no, nobody wants to hear the truth. Ah, they only want to see a show. And maybe you should stop asking about things you don't want to know. You used to call me bad boy. You used to run all over town. You used to call me James Dean, but now all you wanna know is when you're gonna get straight. All you wanna know is where the hell is the car. All you wanna know is why you home so late and who'd you leave at the bar. Oh no, nobody wants to hear the truth. Ah, they only wanna see a show. Stop asking about things you don't want to know. Where do the lies begin? I don't know, but I remember when I used to look you in the eyes, but these days I don't even try. Tell it all to you, but now I don't want to say nada. Nobody wants to hear the truth. They only want to hear you say what you ought to. Did you have a cigarette? You know I quit a long time ago. Yeah, maybe it was last night, and maybe I will never know. No, nobody wants to hear the truth. So maybe you should stop asking. Maybe you should stop asking. Maybe you should stop asking about things you don't want to know.
Well, who wouldn't notice the fire in your eyes, the bitter direction of impending goodbyes. I'm falling and folding, I'm wilted in place, at the sight of you standing there with them streaks down your face. Heartbroken, running from the reason that you're baby, know just how you feel. Get your heart.
Chili parlor bar, drinking Mad Dog margaritas and not caring where you are. Here I sit in Dublin, just rolling cigarettes, holding back and choking back the shakes with every breath. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, and I'll love you till I die. I loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye. I am just a poor boy, works my middle name. If money was a reason, well, I would not be the same. I'll stand up and be counted. I'll face up to the truth. I'll walk away from trouble, but I can't walk away from you. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, and I'll love you till I die. I loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye. Not caring where you are. Child, under a wicked hand,
in a tragic preserve. Victims have been in two test bombs of evil. Refugees, wretched ones torn in upheaval. Oh, child, you are lost to this
comes from the Chinook Fund. The Chinook Fund is holding an info session on the Giving Project, an innovative social change program. Representatives of the Chinook Fund will be at the Boulder Main Library branch on Wednesday, April 10th at 5:30. More information at chinookfund.org/givingproject.
Jesus and Elvis.
And you're listening to Highway 322. This is Desdemona Finch. I'm almost out of here. Jack Rummel's next with Ragtime America and a special, special, special night tonight. He's having an interview with Reginald Robinson for all you ragtime freaks out there. Anyhow, you just heard from Buddy and Julie Miller, War Child. That's off their brand new album that's coming out in June. It's called Breakdown on 20th Avenue South. Before that, some Michael Daves. Now, if he isn't one of the greatest tenor singers in bluegrass right now, under 50, I don't know who is. He just that great, like, that tenor voice that's so coloratura, I guess I could call it, because it's so clear. Anyhow, that's off of Orchids and Violence, and it's Drunken Hiccups. He's actually going to be coming out with some new stuff, a solo album and experimental stuff, experimental guitar album, because he's a jazz freak, too, so he's done a lot of really interesting things. On Orchids and Violence, they have the acoustic and the electric versions, which are completely different and completely cool. Anyhow, that's just such a great album. Also, like Mike Bubb and Noam Pikelny and Sarah Jarosz and Brittany Hawes are on there, and it's I always like that. I like it. Okay, before that, we had some Guy Clark. Dublin Blues off the album Dublin Blues, and we had Steve Earle before that doing Heartbroke off of his tribute to Guy Clark called Guy. And we started all off with Hayes Carl somewhere in there. And Hayes Carl's in the background right now. He has a brand new album called What It Is, and he's coming to Denver later this month, so check him out. Anyhow, also, I gotta say, the Gasoline Lollipops, I gotta love a band that's gonna play at the Dog Bar, because I know their lead singer, Clay Rose, is playing there tomorrow night. You know, not to promote anything. I mean, he's one of our friends here at KGNU, one of these bands that are breaking out of Colorado, and that's fantastic. And they're playing at the, or well, he is at the dog bar. My dog is very happy about that. Anyhow, before that, I guess we're done. Up next, here's some brand new Patty Griffin. Now, she had some health issues over the last few years, and this is her latest album, and she's doing really well, and apparently it's a very personal album based on her problem, because she had breast cancer, so she survived that, and everything's great, which is fantastic. Here's Patty Griffin. This is called Hourglass, and it's off the album. I guess it's just Patty Griffin. So here it is on Key G and U. Where the Delta.
Never really runs out of sand. You get to the end and you just turn it upside down again. It's like a book where the story never ends. The plot keeps turning around. I was dancing with my eyes closed. The music had me in a trance. 6 o'clock in the morning came around. I was the last one at the dance. Morning takes a stiff upper lip. I turned up collar and some very strong hips. A strong will for when the money slips. And they ain't calling you a lady now. Some time ago, there's no reward for lost sheep. You better learn to look sharp. Keep it in the lines. Don't go swimming where the river's too deep. And I knew all along that that just wasn't me. I went swimming in the river with the ghosts and debris. Shouldn't a person at least try to be free instead of giving up? Pretending to be, oh yeah. Morning leaves you in a strange place. A dirty mirror and a stranger's face. Nowhere to run, so late to back out of it. Might as well stick around and take a crack out of it.
The love killing too many dreamers, and I just want to tear that old machine down.
Ask me what I would dream up in this place. I dream of a forest where we could all meet face to face, where love could be love and dreams could be dreamers. Dreamers dreaming.
I don't regret my foolish loves. Those blessed nights with the daughters of God. You're a better man than I mean it when I say you should be proud of your children and your righteous ways. but I don't regret. All those hearts I stole, each was returned. Each touched my soul. And I can't walk with you on the path to Jesus. I'm happy in my reverie. I'm sorry that he bleeds for us. The angels in their limousines, the drugs we took on Halloween, the films we saw, the books we read, by tragic sinners long since dead. The freak shows and the symphonies, the carnival epiphanies. Perhaps you think these memories are worth less than a dime, but they're everything I am, and I don't regret. I don't regret. No, I don't regret. My sordid life. It's been a miracle. And I saw the light. I saw light.
Your father is a journalist. Your mother is a creep. They make it in your bedroom when they think you're counting sheep. The way their bodies integrate beside your narrow bed is never in your consciousness, but always in your head. Baby, it might sound dodgy now, but it sounds great when you're dead. Butterfly, your brother is a drunk. You gaze at him reclining in formaldehyde, a trunk. He lives and breathes on systems that nobody can supply. And you're immune to everything except the butterfly. I've searched around for everything like you from coast to coast. Your name engraved in diamonds is written in my heart. We're at our most together. together when we're at our most apart.
She tells everyone she's fine, but she's hurting bad and worried so. She don't want no one to know. There's a rumbling below out on the sea, an unnatural glow. People with nowhere to go. Daddy for a while, he walked away. His worried smile was the memory he gave to me. We don't know where he's gone. And mama's worried all the time. She tells everyone she's fine, but she's hurting bad and worried so. She don't want no one to know. Look at us and turn up their nose. A hunger deep inside me grows and never goes away. She starts singing in the morning. She works and sings all day. All the time, she tells everyone she's fine, but she's hurting bad and worried so. She don't want no one to know.
One, two, one, two. Patty Griffin here on KGNU. It's Mama's Worried off her latest, Patty Griffin. And before that, we had some Robin Hitchcock. Robin Hitchcock, you probably don't think of him as a folk guy, but he does live in Nashville now. And that was off of his Live, I Often Dream of Trains in New York, which I think was one of his first albums. And it was a tune called Sounds Great When You're Dead. And before that, we had Spottiswood and His Enemies. I think he's now in London, used to be in New York with his big band. It's off their album Lost in the City, I Don't Regret. And to start all off, we had Patty Griffin with Hourglass. That's a fantastic album. It's just a really unique sound. I am quite enjoying it. And that's off of Patty Griffin, as I said before. So I'm getting out of here. And Ragtime America is here. Jack is all ready to go. And here's some Gangsta Grass doing Will the Circle Be Unbroken Live off their live album from 2018. And I forget the name of it, but it's some fun stuff. Pocket Full of Fire, Gangsta Grass Live here on KGNU.
Time is 8 o'clock. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America.
Support for this program comes from KGNU listener members and local businesses like Stem Ciders, a craft cidery headquarters in Lafayette, Colorado. Stem Ciders presents Bluegrass Thursday, featuring a bluegrass band every week from 7 to 9:30 at its tap room in the Rhino neighborhood. For more information, go to stemciders.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime, and tonight we're going to be broadcasting an interview because Reginald Robinson is coming to the Dazzle Jazz Club at Bowers in Denver Tuesday, April 9th. He'll be there from 7 to 8:30 in the evening playing his unique ragtime that he writes. He's a rather unique individual. First of all, he's an African-American who's interested in ragtime and is writing it today. That makes him pretty much one of a kind. He is self-taught. And thirdly, he, back in 2004, was a recipient of a MacArthur Genius Grant, which gave him $500,000 over 5 years to just do what he wanted to do. It's an amazing award, and he did very well with it. So I was able to record an interview with him a couple days ago, and we're going to be featuring that tonight. So I guess without any further ado, we will just head right on into it. Well, so you're coming out to Denver to do a concert. I did not learn that much at the Dazzle Jazz place in Denver. Does that does that mean you're going to be doing jazz, or will you be doing ragtime?
Ragtime.
All right.
You know what I normally do.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was just a little confused by the name of the venue, but we've got that straightened out.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It's good to be talking to you. I mean, I think this is appropriate.
Yeah,
Speaking with somebody who's not very well knowledgeable of the music and plays the music himself. So, yeah.
So, tell me what you've been up to lately. Have you recorded anything new? I know you seem to be constantly writing new material.
Sorry about the background. So I'm on a busy street. I'm what I've been up to lately is within the last year, was commissioned a couple times to compose two different pieces. One was for a musician who had been doing a documentary about Norman Malone.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote the first ragtime piece for the left hand.
Oh,
totally, just for the left hand. Yeah.
Wow.
I accepted the challenge to do that. I don't have any examples of nothing to go by on how to make a full-fledged ragtime piece, because ragtime is a music that, you know, as well as I do, is a music that people like to show off their ability with two hands, what
sure,
they can do. You
sure,
know?
Sure.
And so to be limited with one hand is amazing. The
yeah.
pianist, though, he's who I wrote the piece for, he's you know, handicapped. You know, he can only play with his left hand.
Oh, okay.
And so Carr Templin Films, who's an old film company, he's doing a documentary about his life. He's in his 80s now. I think Norman Malone is like 82 or 83. Yep.
Well, that's...
That
should be very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one piece. And then right after that, I was commissioned to compose some music and tribute to James Rich Europe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I wrote,
is there going to be some sort of
James Rich
a program about Europe's music?